Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, Australia telah membuka kembali pintunya bagi siswa internasional setelah hampir 2 tahun perbatasan itu ditutup. Pemerintah baru-baru ini mengumumkan relaksasi tertentu bagi pemegang visa pelajar setelah pelonggaran perbatasan untuk memfasilitasi kembalinya para pelajar internasional di Australia. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Afnan Malik. Australia menyambut siswa kembali dari seluruh dunia dan telah mengumumkan konsesi tertentu untuk menjadikan Australia tujuan pilihan bagi siswa internasional. Pada bulan Desember 2021, Australia membuka kembali perbatasannya untuk siswa internasional yang telah divaksinasi sepenuhnya dan mengumumkan pengabaian biaya visa. Nasir Nawas dari Migration adalah agen migrasi terdaftar dan ia menjelaskan aturan baru itu.
Pandemic scenario is much different and it has much to offer because the international students, whoever is arriving in between 19 January 2022 to 19 March 2022, they are entitled to get a refund for their student visa application.
Para siswa dapat mengajukan pengembalian dana hingga 31 Desember 2022. Pelajar internasional yang datang ke Australia sekarang diperbolehkan untuk bekerja tanpa menunggu dimulainya kursus mereka selama masa konsesi ini.
Even the condition 8105 says you cannot work before the commencement of your studies, but Australia has announced this relaxation, so during this concession period the student can work even before the commencement of their studies.
Nasir menambahkan bahwa karena pandemi ini, siswa internasional banyak yang berjuang dan penguncian telah berdampak pada kesehatan mental mereka.
Well, as you know, the pandemic started around February 2022, and many students they got stuck overseas, and remaining they stayed in Australia. They've been struggling to find the jobs in different states. As you know, Melbourne been in a long lockdown, and they have this snap lockdown, and it remained almost for 1.5 years or more than that. So the student couldn't find any jobs. They couldn't go to their universities, and how were they supposed to pay the university fees? So they've been struggling for their studies, psychologically, away from home, homesickness.
Karena pembatasan-pembatasan internasional, pelajar dan pemegang visa sementara lainnya tidak dapat masuk kembali ke negara ini. Nasir mengatakan banyak visa yang kadaluarsa karena penutupan perbatasan itu.
And they even did not want to leave the country because they knew if they leave the country for home country, they cannot come back. So there was no green light for it. So whoever was staying at their home country, they were stuck there. Many visas got expired and they knew nothing about their future after that. So everyone been struggling financially and psychologically, obviously.
Seorang mahasiswa bernama Imran Khan menjelaskan gelar sarjana kedokteran dan bedah di China dan baru-baru ini datang ke Australia untuk mengejar gelar masternya di bidang kesehatan masyarakat.
I have done MBBS previously from China. Then I took admission in Master of Public Health in Central Queensland University, Sydney campus. Due to pandemic, I wasn't able to travel to Australia. Then I deferred my course March 2022.
Imran juga mengapresiasi aturan relaksasi kerja bagi mahasiswa baru di Australia.
I able to resume my study in campus, and I also experienced one thing in Australia that government has relaxed the rule of work for students before their commencement of course, which is, I guess, a great step by government, which allows students to work before their course start.
Sebelum pandemi, pendidikan di kampus diperlukan untuk mendapatkan subclass visa pasca sarjana 485. Namun sekarang studi online yang dilakukan di luar Australia juga diperhitungkan dalam pengajuan visa pasca sarjana mereka.
Pre-pandemic, only on-campus study was considered for graduate visas, which is subclass 485. Now, online studies and on-campus studies can be considered for graduate visa and to satisfy the conditions for the graduate visa. So this is new normal.
Dengan diperpanjangnya studi online, saat ini visa pasca sarjana juga ditawarkan kepada siswa yang menyelesaikan studi mereka.
Whoever studies bachelor's or master's by coursework was entitled to get 2 years visa for 485. But now Australia is offering extended 1 year on that. It means whoever studies master's program either by coursework or research work can get 3 years visa for that.
Saat ini, para pemegang visa pelajar juga diperbolehkan bekerja dengan jam tambahan di sektor-sektor penting. Pemerintah Australia untuk sementara ini menghapus batas jam kerja untuk pemegang visa pelajar di semua sektor. Aturan baru itu akan ditinjau kembali pada bulan April 2022. Sementara pemerintah menawarkan konsesi untuk mahasiswa internasional, Nasir mengatakan bahwa universitas juga perlu mempertimbangkan untuk mengurangi biaya mereka sebagai dorongan untuk kembalinya mahasiswa internasional ke Australia.
As the Australian government is contributing and trying a lot to bring in the international students, but the universities, we don't see much considerable changes in their fee. Instead, they have increased their fee. So there should be significant offering from the universities as the studies are online and they are not on campuses right now.
Musamil Rizwan Khan dari Step Up Profession berpendapat bahwa pengurangan biaya kuliah dapat mendorong mahasiswa internasional untuk memilih Australia daripada negara maju lainnya untuk melanjutkan studi mereka.
As you know, Australia is charging the fees which is higher than comparative to Canada and UK, and I believe it is not only the government should come forward, but also the universities and colleges need to lower down their tuition fees to help the international students in this difficult time.
Ia menambahkan pemberian beasiswa dapat lebih mendorong siswa internasional untuk mempertimbangkan belajar di Australia.
Offering more scholarship and lower down the tuition fees can help the students to receive education in Australia and they will consider Australia rather than any other developed countries. And I hope this will encourage the students from overall the world to consider Australia as the destination for higher studies.
Semua pendatang ke Australia harus mematuhi persyaratan negara bagian atau teritori dan negara bagian dan teritori lain yang mereka rencanakan untuk bepergian. Untuk informasi lebih lanjut, kunjungi situs web Departemen Dalam Negeri Australia. Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai peraturan baru bagi siswa internasional yang datang ke Australia. Rangkuman itu disusun oleh Afnan Malik untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.